Members of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including President Joseph Wildcat Sr. and Councilmember Brooks Big John, said mining is unwanted. Their attorney, Andrew Adams, told the committee they have the resources now to litigate any mine in Oneida County.
There is a variety of different federal and state laws that will come into play concerning any actions taken by not only the county, but any mining interests that relate to a whole spectrum of concerns.
One of the authors who revised state law that requires counties to get their local ordinances to comply was State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst. He said mining would help reverse the loss of jobs and population.
And it's billions of dollars of wealth that's underneath the ground. As one person who testified at our hearing over in Ladysmith said, you're sitting on a treasure chest. It's a comparative advantage we have over the rest of the state. It's a comparative advantage that very few other parts of the country have.
But Mike Wiggins, chair of the Bad River Band, says his tribe's experience in fighting a mine in Ashland and Iron counties gave experience most governments don't have in dealing with mining companies. He says even with the revision of code, Oneida County is vulnerable to mining interests.
One of the things that is not in there that I see is how you are going to protect yourselves. Protect yourselves and wield the science and the data and hydrological data and the toxicity reports and all of those things that you're going to need to truly make decisions about whether or not to permit some of these things.
Dr. George Carling of Three Lakes said the schools in the region are losing enrollment as the population drops.
I'm very familiar with all the school districts of northern Wisconsin. All of these school districts have experienced significant declining enrollment over the last several years. The Three Lakes District has lost nearly half of their student population, and other districts have experienced similar declines. I support mining in northern Wisconsin because I believe it can be done responsibly and with no damage to the environment.
But many of the speakers agreed with Karen Eisbrands-Brown.
Why on earth would we lease our land with precious water on it to anyone who's going to end up depositing through the process sulfuric acid, mercury, lead, cadmium, zinc, and copper in our county's precious fresh waters?
The full county board will consider the matter at this month's meeting and make a decision on the revisions. The state law requires the counties to have a new ordinance by July 1st. Ken Krall, WXPR News.